Welcome to another week with Sarah and Dave. I'm Sarah, and alongside me is my super husband, Dave.
Hello, fam.
Sorry, he was wiping things off of Dave's mustache. He's giving me a funny look right now. Well, it's been over 2 weeks. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
I think that's past.
Shalom.
Okay, let's move on and recap what's gone in the past. A lot with the holiday and such.
Yes.
So where would you like to start? I'm going to let you pick.
Let's see. After the 14th, we've had a lot. We had a trip to Ohio.
Well, honey, we're in Ohio. I know
that part of Ohio, though. it's still like over 3 hours away.
Yes.
Yeah. David went on a trip.
David is actually flying home from seeing Anna and them getting to actually hang out together face to face. And I think they had a good time. I can't wait to hear the breakdown now that he's going to be home. If we can have him put his phone down. So.
Yeah.
If you're, you know. So that should be exciting. I can't wait to hear more about that. So, that, he flew by himself for the first time ever.
Yeah. We were slightly concerned, but, he's so far so good.
Thankfully, we had flown recently, so.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Really set him up for success.
Yes. So, Isaac in basketball.
Yeah, we were quarantined, then we weren't, and then we get to have, since it's the first of the year, the family gets to come, and we get to have 5 tickets instead of 2 starting tomorrow. So we'll have family there for sure.
I can't wait.
Yeah, he had his first 3-pointer.
Well, basket made for the season, too.
Yeah, I got to say, that's not really how I drew it up, coaching him when he was much, much younger. I did not think he was going to drain a 3 from the corner for his first high school shot.
He totally can do it. Yeah. I'm so glad we went out and played some basketball earlier that day.
Yeah.
I mostly shot around with him. We didn't really go one-on-one, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will make him push me around a little. I do still outweigh him.
He's considerably taller than you these days.
I know. I can't block a shot anymore. He totally could block mine, at will.
Yeah.
David can. Not that David's small by any means.
Yeah.
He is 6'2"-ish.
I know. It's weird that he feels short.
Well, I think he'll grow another inch or two. So, that's exciting.
He could.
So, what was your favorite Christmas gift, babe?
There were a lot of them, but the swim goggles that I asked for that have the readout that tells me all of my swim metrics, on the eye. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get much better.
Yeah, it has a digital readout on the eye instead of you having to look at your watch. Pretty fancy.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm going to use them again tomorrow for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What would you say your second favorite is? Do you have a second favorite?
Yeah, so your dad gave me some of the things, the overshoes for cycling in the winter, and that's going to be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just using those because I have, very ventilated cycling shoes, and that doesn't work real well when you're cycling in the cold. Yeah.
Yeah, that cold air really gets you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
we got to return one of your gifts. We might return one of mine.
We're going to return 2 of mine. Well, actually, because those 3 pairs, they just don't fit me right.
What 3 pairs? The other socks?
The 3 joggers.
Oh.
No, I like the socks.
Oh, yeah.
They're just too short, and they're a little too tight. They're not forgiving enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna probably exchange them for something different. Maybe see if they have any other colors of any of the other fits that I like.
The Zia, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, if not, I'll get a refund. It'll look online and see what they got in stock.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. But, you know, I don't know what my favorite would be. I'm really enjoying the tea and the soap and stuff that I picked out for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some things I picked out for myself. I do love that I'm wearing the new slippers that Isaac got me. He picked me out some slippers.
He got some yesterday, too.
He did. We found some big enough for his feet at Bed Bath & Beyond yesterday. That was exciting.
His favorite gift is clearly the AirPods Pro or whatever.
Yeah, we're regretting our decision. They're kind of noise canceling.
I absolutely hate them.
So we have to, like, wave at him to get him to hear
throw
us.
Throw things at his head to get his attention. That's what's coming.
Oh, I will tell you. Well, we did have another exciting thing. David's car broke down again. We're not sure what's going on yet, so we'll find out hopefully by tomorrow. But it would start, but then it would stall on us just after having the starter and all this other stuff repaired. So that makes for an exciting end of the year, beginning of the year. And thankfully, we don't live far from Kroger, where he works.
Yeah, my bicycle's actually in the shop now, too. It's one of those.
Yeah, you need some adjustments on that, too.
Yeah, it was a little above my capability of
fixing. Yes. My amazing nephew is now driving. He drove Isaac home after hanging out at their house for a while yesterday.
Yeah.
That was nice
to be able to do that.
Yeah, I was able to give him some more cookies.
We did, for New Year's, we went to Kohl's, we went to Bed Bath & Beyond, we made some dips, and had a good old time, watched some of our recorded programs.
I know, I really need to catch up on my shows. Mm-hmm. So I've got to work through them a little bit. It was great. It was just a quiet day and really enjoyed it. So, our visits home are always chaotic yet fun. You know, it was a bummer we didn't get to see your dad this time, but I understand why. It was still nice to at least get a glimpse and talk to him.
We kind of got to see him, but
yeah, but we didn't get to hang out as much, and we didn't get to see your grandma yet. But I'm hoping here in the next month or so, we'll be able to just make a drive up there and go see your grandma.
Right.
So we'll kind of have them keep an ear out for when we can go visit. So that'll be exciting. Let's see what else. Man. Our house has officially been started. There is a hole in the ground with some footings and some pea gravel and drainage stuff. So next step is getting the actual foundation and all that up, and then we'll move on to framing and such. So
yeah, it's a lot.
It's good to actually see, you know, progress on it, and, you know, hopefully sooner versus later we'll have it, we'll be in. But we did go and visit one of the local ones that's for sale to kind of walk through it and get some ideas, and we'll start looking at furniture we need to buy and all of that exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's coming quick.
Very quick. I agree.
We're pretty excited about it.
I do too. You know, we both have a dog laying on us.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Yeah, we decided not to podcast in our room today, so we're sitting out in the living room and the dogs are very happy with us right now. So There was we talked about the car and David's trip. And
I did not win our fantasy football league. I came in second place. I lost in week one, and then I had a 14 game win streak, and then I lost in the finals.
You know, it was a good season though.
Yeah. Yeah, it just wasn't meant to be at the end there.
It wasn't. It was still a good matchup. It was close. It ended up being close.
Yeah, we get to watch Ohio State tonight.
In our home state.
Yeah, and we get to watch the Browns on Sunday after watching Isaac play basketball tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be great. And my parents get to see him play.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to church together on Sunday. I've kind of pretty much told them that we are.
yeah.
So the weather, my gosh, it's been a little warm, a little cold, a little rainy, a little dry, a little snowy, a little icy, a little wet. It's been a little bit of everything the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
So we've got the tour de weather.
Yeah, I mean, right before Christmas, I rode my bicycle outside.
You sure did? I was just going to point that out.
Yeah. I've been using Zwift online riding thing. I like.
He was part of a race today and didn't want to stop on, and put his little figure on the side of the road to adjust the seat.
Yeah, I use David's bike, which is much more compacted than my bicycle.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. That keeps it exciting.
I mean, I'm only like 3 inches taller than him, but man.
Yeah. No, but it makes a difference.
Yeah.
I know. So, oh man, I am just, last night was such a great time. We ordered our new soda thing so we can do, we're going to make our own energy drinks and pick our flavors and save some money that way.
Yeah, I don't know that we'll save money, but we'll at least know the ingredients and know how much, like, the B vitamins and the caffeine and all that kind of stuff are in it.
Yeah, I think you'll be surprised with how we do actually save money on it. It's not, like, substantial savings. Now, on a regular can of pop or a bottle of pop, it's not as substantial for savings. Because, I mean, those are pretty cheap if you find them on sale anyways. So...
Right.
So, but it'll still be fun to be able to do. We actually got one where we can do things like make sparkling apple juice or sparkling wine and stuff like that.
Yeah, we got a lot of the different flavorings, even ones for like coffees and
stuff. Oh, yeah, we got some
like
syrups.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, we thought we'd try those. Those, not for the, they're not designed, well, I mean, you can use them for like the pop maker, but, they're for coffees and other drinks, too. So it should be fun to be able to find some different flavors and,
right.
mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah, so it's been nice. I'm excited to pick up David tonight.
Me, too. I got to figure out how far away the airport is.
Yeah, I know he missed his shoes, which were clearly his favorite gift. He got, the Nike, marathoner's shoes.
Yeah. He's going to have to break him in and try him out sooner or later here.
He will.
Yeah. Wonder how long it'll take him.
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely like a race shoe.
But you can definitely know how it feels a time or two before you do it. You can't just race in it.
He will, but it'll be a lot sooner or closer to like an actual race.
Yeah.
Which is not, I mean, not a lot of them. Right now.
Yeah, there's a little bit going on, but not a ton. Yeah, so, man, it's been so exciting yet so quiet all at the same time.
Yeah, I think it's nice that, we don't have to travel that far.
Oh, it actually really helps with a lot of different stuff between packing, prepping the house, being able to leave at a more reasonable hour. Like our workouts, your blood sugar control.
Yeah. I mean, we had a basketball game and then left to go to your parents' house.
It was great. I mean, we get in all... And that's the beauty of having slightly older kids, too. I mean, if we're up a little later, we're up a little later. So,
yeah.
That does make it nice, that's for sure. Oh, we did have some substantial Amazon returns, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, we purchased quite a bit, too.
Yeah. But that's all right. I think it's going to be time to get the dogs groomed soon, so they can be beautiful.
Yeah.
Zeke doesn't need much.
Yeah, we'll have to see, preferably at a time where it's less muddy than it is now.
Oh, I know. Either that or I'm going to pick her up and carry her.
Yeah. It was nice. We had 20 something listeners
for the last one.
I sure did. You know, I really like how the dogs love to play in the snow. Like, my mom had, what did they have, 6+ inches of snow? And the dogs just had a grand old time hopping around. Like, Lacey was, like, rolling around in it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, she enjoys the snow.
She really does. Like, every year with the one where she was, when we lived in Nebraska and had some snow banks, like, there was one where she went running with her brother to go get the mail, and she was coming back and pretty much got lost in a snowbank. I know, it's funny every time.
Yeah.
I did take down my little bit of Christmas decor we had in here. I just got to get it into the van.
So the storage unit.
Yeah, and then get that into the storage unit. So I'm pretty excited about that, though. That means we're moving towards having the house all done.
Yeah, it's nice thinking about, like, what stuff we're going to get and put where and all that for the house.
I know. It's just, it always takes so long to try to get the house right where you want it. And then you have to start rotating again and fixing it and doing different things again a couple years down the road. So, definitely keeps it exciting that way.
Right.
So, I feel like we had something else we wanted to talk about.
I don't know. That's what happens when we go so long in between.
I know. It's way tougher. But that's okay. We're going to be back at it. In 2020, we're going to have to set some... We'll have to talk about some goals for the podcast and for ourselves.
Yeah. It might morph into a YouTube channel.
Well, see, everybody did love our little demo that we did the other day.
Yeah, that's because I was part of it.
I know. I like when you help video.
I mean, if I have to be a little bit of eye candy for your stuff, I mean, if it results in sales, you know, it results in sales. You earned your, I mean, you had earned it a while ago, but you have your trip for next year also?
Yes, I've earned my trip to Bahamas, and I can't wait for us to travel.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we might just buckle down and do it no matter where we are with the status of, you know, getting ready to move into the house or having just moved in.
That will be fine.
Yeah. Now on to trying to earn Puerto Rico, which is another one of my bucket list places.
Yep.
Heck, if Pampered Chef keeps wanting to, you know, send me places I would love to go, I mean, I'll keep trying to earn them and go on their dime.
Yeah, no complaints here.
And they really spoil us. Our Disney trip was so much fun. I keep thinking about it.
I enjoyed it.
I know. I know. I really did, too. I really did, too. So, it was kind of an unusual Christmas, but it was really a nice one.
Yeah. I mean, it was good. It's nice because now, you know, we can go visit family for just a couple of days and be good.
Yeah, well, that's all we had with Isaac and basketball, but... I mean, we'll be able to be up there more frequently, and I'll be able to go see my sisters, and I mean, it's not like we don't live right next to one of my sisters, so.
Right.
So, I mean, that's turning out to be a lot of fun. I love the time with my boys. I love my time with my sister, too, don't get me wrong.
Yes.
So, man, I think we're going to keep this one short this week.
Yeah.
And I think we'll come back at it next week with lots of recaps. Maybe some goals for what we're looking at for this year, and who knows what else.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Well, Zeke's smiling and says, let's go.
He says, all right. He says, this was a good one, fam.
He says, I'm a guest on the show. He says, what show?
He doesn't know. He has visitors coming. So.
Oh, I know. They're going to be so excited. Maybe Lacey will cry.
Yeah, you'll have to look up in a little bit and see how far away they are.
I don't know.
They might already be here.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to text her. So, well, perfect. I hope that everyone has a fabulous new year, and we're looking forward to hearing more from everyone.
Yes.
All right. Have a great week. Bye.